rededicated his life to Jesus.
Amen. Praise God for that.
He was diagnosed with cancer. So.
Wow. Yeah, that'll do
God
it.
God is working on that end too.
Amen. That's all right. Anybody else?
I just praise God so much for these prayer meetings. I've been coming for a long time, but they changed my schedule to Thursday and Friday. And I was telling, I said, well, I love it here because God's called me to pray, but I missed, I was prayer meetings on Friday. But I'm so thankful that she has it online now. I mean, I can go to and hear it again. Oh, I heard that one over and over and over.
Wow, praise God.
It's just awesome, the word of God. And she's so anointed. We're so thankful that God sent her to us. I'm just thankful to be here this morning. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Claudia. Yes. Little angel. So I'll have to talk to Rodney and see what we can do for you. No, just kidding. Anybody else? Any more testimonies? Okay. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand.
Well, I just barely put it up. I went to the dermatologist yesterday just for an annual skin check because I grew up in Florida and I've had some little spots. I mean, they're all fine. And I felt like the Lord told me everything was going to be all right. And when I got there, she checked me over and everything was fine. You know, skin's fine. And she gave me a compliment. She said, your skin seems soft and everything. And I went, oh. And she asked me what skin regimen I use. And I just told her Amway products. But after she finished, I said, well, in the mornings, many times I quote a scripture, not the one God is renewing my youth like the eagle, but my skin and my flesh shall be fresher than a child's. I shall return to the days of my youth. And I got to share that with her and another verse. So I thought that was kind of cool. So.
Praise God, awesome testimony. Anybody else? Stacy.
This has to do really with just Friday prayer. I mean, ever since that second Monday after convention when you started bringing to us about the face-to-face, I know for, I'm sure I speak for all of us, it's been so life-transforming. And normally, you know, when I hear about different Bible translations, I'm like, great. But the mirror, I was like, I got to get that one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so just now that we've been studying the whole face-to-face with him, I'm realizing it's all over the Bible.
Yeah.
You know? And just this last week, Psalm 42, I was in that chapter, but it was just, wow, the face-to-face, it's all in there. And it's been so, you know, I've been hearing from the Lord over the years, but it's like it's ramped up. Yeah. Hearing from
Praise
him.
God. Thank you,
I'm
Lord.
I'm thankful. That helps when you're leading prayer, too.
Amen. See, that's what I want to hear because I don't want to hear, you know, not that I'm trying to somebody tell me that I'm good. I know I'm anointed to teach. It's just because I know it ain't me. So I know that. But, you know, being anointed to teach and teaching and then where it's really helping people is two different things, whole different ball game. So, no, don't make any mistake about it. I never had an issue. I know there's a grace on my life to teach the word of God. Amen. Trust me. But I'm not looking for nobody to tell me that. I'm looking for to see if it helped you. Because if it on my life to teach it, it ain't helping you, then I got to go back and ask God, how can I do it? Because I know the anointing, the anointing is there. I sense it when I'm teaching. I know it's there. But then I want to help people. That's my heart.
Miss Ava, I can say that since I've been attending Friday prayer, it's been almost 2 years now. So what you've been teaching me and that I'm learning through this prayer and learning how to pray, and I know that I've been kind of praying with my family, and none of them have been filled with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And since I've been praying with them and the Lord has been bringing my family together, I have two of my sisters are now praying in the Spirit.
Praise God.
And so God is just using what I'm learning and me helping them to learn why it's important to have that opportunity to pray in the Spirit. And so it's just good for me to hear them now pray in the Spirit. So I tell them, okay, you pray and I'll be in agreement with you. And so they're praying and praying in the spirit. And so it just makes you, it makes me happy knowing that now they have power.
Praise God. See, that's what make me tick right there, you know. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. All right. So I do want to recap from where we've been, because I'm really wanting to, I believe the Lord is leading me to segue into the, we, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, which is the Spirit of God, breathing on the Word. And I do want to move over into, I don't know if I'll get there today, but I do want to move over into teaching about the Spirit aspect of it, you know. And then from there, I want to get to this place called in the Spirit. Because I've heard Lynn Hammond say it many times, and I find it to be true. In the Spirit is a real place. And the other part of that that I've learned to be true, that you can walk there, live like Paul commanded us to live in the Spirit, you know, so we can walk there and live there. And so I'm going to teach you how to live in the Spirit. Now, I'm also, this is very loud, Scott, getting echoes. Okay, thank you. And so, I'm like Paul again, not that I've apprehended this, but I know something about it, and I endeavor to practice, you know, being in the Spirit, in step with the Holy Spirit, in this place called in the Spirit, no matter what I'm doing. Not just when I'm praying. Right. See, that's the mistake we make as prayers.
Right.
You need to be in the Spirit all the time. It'll help your prayer life. And praying all the time will help you, you know, be in the Spirit. So it is, you know, they're inseparable. And so that's how we, that's where I want to get to in what God has been teaching us. Now, so in the beginning was the Word. You know, I was thinking about this over this last week, how that even with myself, I thought, wow, God, I didn't realize I was that hungry spiritually. But by putting this Word in, it has helped me. And I can tell it's how that has helped you, because when I'm praying, it does not feel like I'm putting a freight truck. You know, and so it's so important. And there's, you know, I'm teaching this also, my teaching in this, I want you to get it individually as well as corporately. This individual place and this corporate place of this, because they both are necessary, are more strongly put, are required that you practice these things. Now, remember I said to you in one teaching, now, you know, they're saying about, you know, practice what you preach. For me, for this time, I'm teaching you what I practice, which is a higher level of teaching. I'm teaching you what I practice. And so we want to get to this place where we're so God conscious, not just God inside minded in the sense of that, but God conscious and hearing the Holy Spirit, living like habitually, Paul says, living in the Spirit. And but in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. A lot of people in the beginning was the Word, and they don't know how to progress from this over here to and have the Word God with the Word. And you know, like the Mirror translation. Did I not bring that today? Anybody have it? Oh, Esther, I'm gonna have to borrow yours. I went off and forgot it. I need three copies. I have two. I got one at my desk. I have one at my desk at home. I got to get one for the car now, because I just, this is just, you know, my, it just, like I told you, it changed. The Lord and I have renewed our marriage vows. It's been wonderful. You know, this just, you know, I guess I shouldn't, I won't say that. I don't want to get you in your head. So, but that's the part that we neglect. The with God part. The Word was with God. Now, I told you how all this got started. I heard this scripture one day. I was getting ready to teach a class here that I teach at work. And I heard, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And I said, okay, I know I need to get in the Word more. And I did. But the Lord meant, he took me on this journey we've been on. He said, just go in there and just put it in him. He said, just go in. And particularly, I had the prayer team on my heart over here down at the PSC, but I had Friday prayer people on my heart because it seemed to me after convention, everybody was like wore out. And I thought, what on earth happened? So the Lord said, just go in, put life back in them, put the Word in them. Just put it in. Even if we don't pray, you're going to leave here with your tank filled because, you know, I have to put something in you to get something out of you, right? Because what people think prayer is, you just come and you pray and you pray and you just pour out and leave and you keep doing it. That's not, I'm sorry if I ever led you to believe that's how prayer is. That is not the true picture of prayer. It is not the total picture of prayer. No, it's part of it, you know. It's part of it, you know. It's just like with your glands. You know, and hormones. I'm learning so much about that, you know, postmenopausal. You know, I hope that doesn't fit you. Is that recording? I'm not, okay. Well, cut that out. Can you cut that part out? Rewind it now. Okay. Well, postmenopausal, people know people go through that. But anyway, so I'm learning about your glands, you know, your hormones. You know, you just can't take progesterone like people think you can. You got to have the testosterone and the estrogen. They all work together. Just getting a progesterone cream is not the total picture. And that's how come people get off with that because they think it is. They all work together, you see. So you know, and it's the same picture here with prayer. We have to have a time of feeding. You have to have a time where you're putting the Word in so you can give something out, you know. And I told you many times, it bears repeating, years ago, this lady here belonged to our church, and she had this notebook of confession. She was one of the most defeated Christians I ever met. She was tired all the time. But I would say, I don't want to call her name. I told a friend of mine, because this friend of mine was close friends with this person, and I said, that girl wears me out just to look at her. But that was why she never did come to that place where she had got with God over the Word. She was trying to get what she wanted. She wanted the big fancy cars. She wanted the millions in her bank account. She didn't even have, you know, she, from what I understand, she was always in a deficit financially. So, but she was trying to use it. She thought, oh, I can confess. Oh, I got a formula. Oh, yeah, I'm going to confess, confess, confess. But never gone to God and see what to confess.
Yeah.
That's right. You know. And so, and then, so like this part that I'm going to embark on by the grace of God and by the Holy Ghost is the spirit part. I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit. And then from there, we're going to talk about this place called in the spirit. And then from there, I'm going to teach you on when to say and when to pray because people don't know when to. Because that's a time in your praying time. You got to declare. You got to decree. You got to confess. And so, and that's one of the most unbalanced thing with Christians. They'll say, I'm praying and believing. But at some point, you know, now over in Mark 11, down through there where it talked about when you believe, you know, you say, but there's a say is more than pray there. But I'm going to teach you what that really is saying to us, you know, and how that, but if you don't have this prerequisite, if you will, you're not going to know because what's happening when you have this Word and the God breathing on it, and when you really, really let the Holy Spirit navigate you around in the kingdom, and then you get over into this place called in the spirit, your heart going to automatically know what to do. And you're going to be trying to pray in your heart and be like, you better be declaring. And if you work it like it's supposed to, your heart is going to automatically declare. That's the place you want to get to. Because when you get over in the spirit, you know, you're not over here crying out when you should be confessing and declaring and decreeing. But if you work it long enough and get over in the spirit and stay over there long enough and train yourself to live habitually in the spirit, your heart knows when to switch over. It knows when to switch from praying to saying. But it takes these prerequisites that I'm bringing to you. And these are all things that I walked out myself. You know, it may not be for, it may, you know, obviously on different levels than Brother Copeland, but they still, I'm on my way, you know. And the only reason why it doesn't work is because I don't do what I know to do. You know, I'm not coming to you like I said. It's not that I've apprehended, but there's sometimes I know these things. I know them, but I just decide I'm going to lay in the bed and keep my mouth shut when I should be up saying something, you know. But I notice when I stay in this place, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and I'm fellowshipping with him over it, then you remember like I told you how he built that 5,000 in me? I didn't go and say, okay, go down to the car lot and say, okay, this is the car I want. This is the kind of car I'm going to buy, and I want to know how much it is. Tell me how much a down payment. Then I left there and said, okay, I need $5,000 down. No, I didn't do it. It's opposite, and it should work opposite. Because all the while I was in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, I was fellowshipping with God. Guess what? He was building that in me. He was building it in me, and I told you how when I went down there and the guy said, okay, if you pay this amount, which was like $2,000, you could have this. It was a little close to what you were going to pay, but it was over, and I didn't want to go over. And I thought I was going to say I can pay $500 because, see, in my head, that's easier to come up with when you ain't got nothing. You don't even have $100. Then to come up with, you know, but out of my mouth came, you know, I can give you $5,000. You know, I told you I tried to catch it, and I tried to stop. I thank God Mary Lou was there to watch me. And I turned around with Mary Lou, and I thought, oh, what did I just do? Because I literally was trying to stop that from coming out. But see, it was already in my heart. It's going to come up anyway. Because that was built in there while I was over here practicing this, what I've been teaching you. So the Holy Ghost, he knows everything. He knew. He did tell me to believe for the Lexus. He told me that. And he gave me a seed to sow. You know, you're always going to sow seed. That's another thing we'll talk about. People don't want to hear about the seed part, but you have to sow a seed. That's principle. I'm not saying you have to sow 1,000. Sow something. You know, so he gave me a seed to sow. I didn't eat the seed. I wanted to because I wanted to put it back for a down payment, you know, at the time. And I wouldn't even think about how much. It was $1,000. Think about it. But see, but look at all these other beautiful things that the seed did for me. Amen. You know, Bishop Keith Butler says, seed will meet every need. Or any need. I forgot the exact phrase. But think about that. So, but what I'm bringing to you today is all these things for the last, 7 weeks now that we've been, and no, really 8 weeks because it was right after convention. Yeah, so all of these things are prerequisites to where I'm trying to get, to this place called in the spirit and then when to say and when to pray. We're going to get there. I've been wanting to teach this when to say and when to pray for many years now. I wasn't able to get there. I think I'll be able to get there this time. So, and I'm going to practice it more myself. You know, I'm going to practice it more myself. But so in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And so there is this place where now, I have my notes from this because I don't know, you know, the last time I was here, I taught you how that God showed me in the Word about from Psalms 82 that we are God's. God sit, and let's go there. I'm going to pick up there. And then I want to teach a little bit today about how that the Word is a living Word. How you can have that Word living in you and to bring about manifestation. So let's go to Psalms 82. God stands in the assembly of the representatives of God. See, I didn't even look at the Amplified before. Now I'm glad I'm looking at it. God, and I want to read it from the King James first, though. Let me read it. Okay. In the midst of the magistrates or judges, he gives judgment as among the gods. This is the AMPC version. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? You know, do justice to the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rescue them out of the hand of the wicked. The judges know not whether, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth should rest on the administration of justice are shaken. Listen at that. All the foundation of this United States that rests upon justice are being shaken right now. But we're not going to let the enemy do it. I was in a prayer meeting yesterday, and I heard the Lord said the enemy of right would not govern. The enemy of right, we're not going to let him govern. I said, you are God. So now God stands in the assembly of the representatives. Who's the representative of God in the earth now? We are. We are the human word. We are the word now. We are the human being. The word took on a human being's form. We are that word. We are the representatives now. And God's standing among us, asking us, what are you going to do about this? You know, how long are you going to let the wicked do what they're doing? But I love God. And then we're going to God saying, God, how long are you going to, you know, do not let the heathen rule over your people. It's this beautiful dynamic here that's working. So, but he said, I said, you're gods. In other words, I said, you're gods. Since you will judge on my behalf as my representatives, indeed, all you are children of the Most High God. But you shall die as men and fall as one of the princes. You know, he said, if you don't operate like this, you're going to die just like people that don't have God. I've given you this authority. I've given you the delegated authority. I've asked you to judge on my behalf. You're my representatives in the earth. You're all I got. I'm not going to change it. It's not all of a sudden I'm going to change it and make the cow or the horse or the tree. You are it. You are my representatives in the earth. I have called you to judge on my behalf, in particularly prayers. We're called to call that thing. We're the one called to put the gavel down and declare and decree what God has said. But the key is knowing to what to declare and decree. And you know that by operating over here in this place called in the spirit, by doing what we've been teaching. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. Now, you always start with the word, right? You always start with the word. And you pray the word, but then when the word becomes prayer, oh my, you stepped over now to a totally different arena. When the word becomes prayer and it's coming up out of you like rivers, remember? Like rivers, the word finds a voice in you, a conversation that's inspired. This is real prayer. I so this Bible so paints the most beautiful picture of prayer that I've been looking for words to wrap around for many years. And it says here, I love this, in John 15. And I told you how that I would look at that verse and I shied away from it. But John 15:6 in the Mirror translation says, every area of human life that does not continue to be entwined in this place of seamlessness in me was already cast forth where it has withered away and gathered to be burned as firewood. My words, but you know, the King James says, if my words abide in you, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and it'll be done. I'm like, really? But this paints to me the most beautiful picture of it. Now, remember this Mirror translation. Let me read this to you. The Mirror is a paraphrase translation from the Greek text. So it's from the original text. While strictly following the literal meaning of the original text, sentences have been constructed so that the larger meaning is continued to emphasize. So this is from the literal Greek translation. Just remember that. From the original meaning. But then now, and this makes sense to me. Not that it has to make sense, because I don't have to understand. Don't get that mixed up, because I'm not trying to understand and make things make sense, because faith doesn't. But this, I would say a better way to say it, paint this beautiful picture of prayer for me. My words finds a voice in you with your abiding in me. And my words abiding in you, a conversation is inspired. That's prayer. That's what, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. That's what generate this amazing dialogue. That's what generate this divine communion between us, the word, and God, the word. Where he's breathing on this word. Where that's why, you know, I love that Pastor Terry has taught me this. If I can't find, if I'm praying something and I can't find scripture and verse for it, throw it in the on the shelf or throw it away. You know, because because you're not gonna get results, because it's everything, the faith come by hearing by the word of God, and so, but the word abiding in you, it finds a voice in you because the Holy Spirit himself is breathing on the word. And then it says a conversation is inspired where you request that which arises in your desire from our union, and it shall come to pass for you. And that's exactly what happens. So that's so beautiful. And then over in John 7 where it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And it says, this is how the rivers come. This is why you can get over in the spirit and begin to pray things. And it just keep coming up. You hear scripture over here and you're praying. You hear a phrase and you say it. You hear this and you say it. You hear go down the straight street. You know, and then you don't have to come ask me. Well, I heard this, but I don't know if it's God. Because if you tell me that, all you tell me is you haven't stayed over here long enough. You haven't practiced this enough, because the same voice that says, you know, come unto me all the labor and a heavy laden, that's going to say to you, go down the straight street. And nobody's going to be able to pull you off that, because you heard it over here in this place. That's how you know his voice. It's going to be that same sound, that same voice, that same sound, that same tone. You're going to know. He's going to tell you, you know, go down to 231 South and get a mobile home lot. But I went to North because my head said wasn't one on South because of all the trees. You know, I never heard of it. But I was learning young then, so I went North. And when I saw it, I thought, oh, no, it ain't happening. I'm not living here. And he spoke to me loud and factly. I said South. And then he showed me, you know, by a course of events, I got to where the one was on South, 231 South, you know. But you'll know what to do. You know his voice. You can clearly hear it. You can clearly see what to do. You can clearly know what to do. And then on top of that, and then when you're operating this way, then there's a grace then that comes. Sometimes you'll get a little further, and you can clearly see what to do. And you can clearly know what to do, but then you don't have the wherewithal to get up and do it. So all that is doing, saying again, is that you still haven't practiced this enough. You haven't spent time feeding on the word enough and getting with the spirit. Because then once you do it, you're going to have the wherewithal to get up and do what you clearly know. And sometimes, you know, I remember I was right before I got promoted to the position I'm in. I knew that God had more for me to do. I could see, I could get over in the spirit. I could see it as plain as I'm seeing. Now, no, it didn't. The picture wasn't that, oh, I'm over there at a desk and I'm a manager. That wasn't a picture, but I could clearly see over in the spirit God wanted to promote me. It was general. I could clearly see it. I could clearly see it, but it didn't seem like nothing was happening. In a year, I mean, I said right before, but actually it was years before, honestly. And a year would go by and nothing would happen. I thought, wow. And I never forget, the Lord told me what to do. So I went back and I got back over here and I said, you know what? Because I wasn't seeking promotion. But when I got over the spirit, it was very plain to me that it's supposed to happen. I wasn't seeking it, but I knew, because my heart is, I want to do something for God. That's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. For somebody to take a little girl from the South like me, that all, no, everybody said was going to end up barefoot and pregnant and on welfare, you see. And for Jesus to do what he did for me, I just want to do something for him, you know. That's all I want. I don't care what form it's in. You know, I was seeking a promotion, and I was just praying and seeking him, and I could see it. I got over in the spirit. I could see that at some point. I could see that I was supposed to increase. I could see that I was supposed to have this. I could see that I was supposed to do this. But then it would you know, abort, you know. And so finally, the Lord said, you know what to do. Because it's not going to come from out here. It's going to come from in here. Everything you get comes on from the inside. You understand that? Yeah. It's not from the outside in. It's from the inside out. So then I knew what I had to do. So I went back inward. Because, you know, I'm going to go get it from right here. Whatever you believing for. You looking for a husband? Don't look out here. He's right here. He's right here in this Bible. You know, you looking for a promotion? It's right here. You know, it doesn't matter. You're looking for whatever supernatural increase is right here. Now, does God, now, do we have to, are there natural means that, of course. But you don't go out and say, you know what? God told me, you know, I'm going to be a millionaire by the end of the year. And then you start trying all these businesses. You go online, oh, yeah, I'm gonna go to that business. You go, oh, yeah, oh, you know what? I'm going to start this multi-marketing company. You know, but no, it's right here. Now, if you do what we've been teaching, it's going to take on some kind of physical form at some point. And you're going to know what to do. And sometimes what happens is you'll find yourself doing it without, it's just like automatic, just like you get out of the bed and you get up in the morning without thinking whatever your routine is. I know for me, when my feet hit the floor, usually it's about the fifth time because I get up during the night, and I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk out, and it's usually around 5-ish, and I'm going to take a thyroid pill. I take a thyroid pill, okay? So I take it by faith, right? And so then I'm going to wait for 30 minutes to an hour. Then I'm going to take some enzymes, you know? But it's all a matter. It's almost like, you know, sometimes I don't want to even take the thyroid pill at 5. If it's the weekend, I may want to lay back down. But it's so automatic, I find myself in front of the thing where they are. Because it's so, I've done this for so long. And this way, it'll be with you when you build this in you. Because what happened is you build an image in you. And then all of a sudden, you just find yourself doing it. And then you lay there and you meditate. And you see yourself in this house. You know, I can say that because that's a good, tangible example. You see yourself in it. And even like with the house that I have now, I didn't know what I knew what kind of house I wanted, but I know when I saw the house, it would match what was in my heart for this season in my life. You know, and I told the Lord what I wanted. I said, okay, this is what I need. I need four bedrooms and or three bedrooms and an office. I got to have an office, you know. And so, and I told you how he led me to this house. You know, I was looking at other houses, and his wife was my realtor. I wish she was here today. And she was, God, I needed her because it took a lot of patience with me. Lord help her. Because, you know, but, you know, and so, And I know how God deals with me because she simply say, well, you can go online and look. I don't know. That doesn't give me the true image when I look at a house online. Yeah. Some old school, I said, no, I'm going to drive and pray in tongues until I get the one I know's for me. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do. But I looked at some, and I was looking at them really big. I was looking at them not so big. But when I passed the one that I'm in now, the Lord's right there. I could feel my little tug turn in. I'm like, no. That house looked too small. I'm not going to buy a little disposable house. You know, I want, you know, a little disposable house. And so I thought, Lord, that house is too little. I'm not doing it. I'm not, if I'm going to buy a house, at least I want it, you know, to be da 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 da. And there's not even a for sale sign in the yard. Go figure. And all these other ones I was looking at had a for sale sign. And so I would look at one, and then the next day, oh, it's under contract, da da da. Or some of the ones were under contract. And so every time I drive down that street, and I say, oh, no, not a little, it's look too small. I don't want a disposable house. I do not want one. And so finally, I was getting ready to leave that summer to go on vacation, and it was 7 o'clock-ish at night. And I had forgotten some toiletries or something. I had to run to the dollar store. And the Lord said, you need to go down and look at the house. And I go down and look at it. I think the for sale sign was in the yard at that point. And I thought, oh, God. I said, Lord, I repent. I should have been listening to you. Because I said I was going by what I saw in faith, you know. It's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I didn't see a for sale sign. I wouldn't listen to you. I said, but God, is that my house saving for me? Because those houses in that neighborhood, I mean, they sell quicker than hotcakes, you know. They really sell fast. And I had seen it happen. And so I said, I was leaving the next day. I said, Lord, if it's my house, save it for me. Because, see, God make up for our mistakes. You see. Especially me, because he knows me. I need a lot of help. And I get back from vacation, and I'm, you know, and the next morning, the first thing the Lord reminded me, get up. Because you got to get up. You can't get nothing laying down. You don't have to get up. So I got up and went over there, and I called his wife, and I still wouldn't do it right. You know, I looked at three of them, two of them. And then I said, okay. I said, I know the house I need to look at. I said, it's over there on Wichita. She said, okay. In fact, the two of them that I was trying to look at didn't even work. One of them worked, and I knew. I'm like, The other one I wanted was like, it was under contract. And so I went to this one. When I walked in, I knew. It had this island in it. I walked in, put my elbows on the island, and looked around like this. And the Lord spoke to me, make an offer. Being led by the Spirit. And I looked at his wife, and Mary Lou, my little faith partner, was right there on the earth. Other fireplace, and I looked at her, and Mary Lou said, I think this is it. I said, y'all want to know what I heard? And they said, I heard make an offer. And his wife looked at me and said, I believe this is it. It's doable. And so we walked the process out from there. But it got built in, because I'm over here doing this. Everything worked itself out. That's, you know, all, like Brother Copeland said, there's always a kingdom process. You have to sow seed. I have been sowing seed for a house for a long time. So remember that. Don't ever leave the seed part out. The seed will meet every need. And so, but it all, the clarity, the precision, and where we are in God, you know, where our nation is right now in God, we got to have precision. We got to have precision. And that's how you get precision for your individual life. Do you not know God can give us precision in the elections coming up, which we're going to pray about here coming up shortly? And but we have to have precision. And I remember Pastor Caminetti came and sat and stood right here where this table is and taught. Precision feeding leads to precision leading. So now where we are in God, we have to have precision. Okay, and I'm going to give this beautiful example that Lynn Hammond gives about this. Now, you know, she said she was complaining one time that she couldn't slice her tomatoes perfectly. Okay? And so Pastor Mac went down to Williams-Sonoma and got her a tomato slicer that she forgot that she had. So she said, and she was preparing to teach along these lines, and she got the knife out because she forgot that she had this tomato slicer that her husband had gotten her. So she said she was slicing the tomato, I feel the Holy Ghost, and the Lord said to her, you know, that's not the perfect tool. Because there are perfect tools over in the realm of the Spirit that we need, whether individually, whether they are corporately. But there's a precision in God. And God wants us to be precise. And so she said, then she remembered that her husband had gotten her that tomato slicer. And she got it out and said, boom, it just cut the tomato perfectly. It was the perfect tool. So and then she gave this other beautiful example of, now, she said, if you had some ice cream, you could scoop ice cream out with a fork. You could. But it's not going to be the precision that you need. And think about it, if you were getting, scooping out ice cream for your child's birthday party with 50 people there. A fart would take you much longer. It'll probably be messy. But think if you had an ice cream scoop. That's the precision that you need. And that's the way it is over in the realm of the spirit. God do not want you getting a fart spiritually if you need a scoop. He has the scoop in the spirit for you, but practicing what we've been doing is going to lead you to the correct tool, the verse, sometimes not a verse, the phrase, the chapter. Go down to Straight Street. Go down to Joppa. You know, go down to Jericho. Do this, do that, and you can move forward unequivocally, without any trepidation, because you have been practicing this and you hear clearly and you have the precise direction. You have the precision out of heaven. And you can walk these things out. I remember before I moved to Texas, in my radical Christian days, all I did was this. I practiced this without knowing what I was doing. I didn't want anything else but to be with the Lord. I would stay up literally all night long. I'm not talking about I went to bed and got up. No, I never went to bed. Night after night after night. Because I wanted the perfect will of God. And then it came a day I began to hear so clearly. Texas. I was hearing it before I wanted to believe it. But I kept doing this. And I was listening to Keith Moore, Rest and Recovery. I'll never forget it. I need to get my hand on that again. But that's what I was listening to. Someone had brought it to me from a continuing education seminar. And I would stay up all night long listening to it. Rest and Recovery. And then I would get more precision. And then I had some prayers around me that knew how to walk these things, had walked them out. More clear direction would come. Precision, see. And now, for this nation is concerned, we have to have precision. We have to have the prayers that will do it. We have to have the prayers that will get it back in course. Amen. Amen. We have to have the prayers that will stop the shaking of the Christian foundation of this nation. We have to have those kind of prayers. And those kind of prayers come from practicing what we've been learning here. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Now, the Word in Hebrews, it says, is active and alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. But remember, we talked about it was a two-mouthed sword. That because it's just like the sword, it's like your mouth. When that word is released from you, it's a two-mouthed sword. It's active, it's living, it's powerful. Now, this phrase here on point number 6 on my notes. The Spirit of God is never absent from the Word. And that's what I've been teaching you. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. You, the human being, the Word has taken on human being form. And now the Spirit of God is breathing on that as you come into this place called in the Spirit and fellowshipping with Him. So the Spirit of God is never absent from the Word. And I'm going to now go to John 7. And I'm going to go in the Amplified first of the very familiar scripture, because this is going to segue us into the Word now and the Spirit, and then how they come together and make this beautiful picture called prayer. So let's go look at John chapter 7. Then we'll look at it again in the Mirror translation. Now on the final and most important day, John 7:37. Now on the final and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried in a loud voice, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously." See, that's what we're talking about, living in the spirit. Continuously springs and rivers of living water. But he was speaking here of the spirit. The spirit has a part in the word coming up out of us. You remember over in Ephesians where it says, taking the sword that the spirit wills, which is the word of God. That's what's happened. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, he took the sword. He takes that. That's the will of God. And I remember when I was believing for this house, and February 24th, about midnight, the Lord spoke to me a little after midnight, and because fear gripped me, because I was already believing for the house, but I wasn't doing nothing. I wasn't doing nothing. Because I knew what it was going to take. I don't have to get my hiney up when I didn't want to get up. I would have to stay up when I didn't want to stay up. And I didn't want to do it, and I wasn't saying. You got to say. And so I was going to bed night after night with my mouth shut. And the Lord said, okay, all right, you're going to be living in that efficiency. And you know, I told you about the laundromat part. I don't like laundromats. And that's what got me out of the bed on my feet. I'm serious. I'm not joking about this part of it. That got me up because I said, that's not going to happen. And so and he spoke to me because then I was just going through I was prompted to check my email. Well, my landlord had emailed me about 3 weeks before that saying, I need you to move out in 30 days. And so then I got in fear, and I'll never forget the Lord spoke to me. He said, the Spirit of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, said, fear not, Abram, I'm your shield, and I'm your seed and great reward. Amen. That's what he spoke to me, and I took that scripture. That was the sword that the Spirit wielded for me. He pulled it up out of me, and I took that sword, and every obstacle that tried to keep me from the house, that's what I used. Amen. Came out of my mouth. And I have a friend, bless her heart. We've been friends for 20 years. What's going on with your house? Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, nothing going on with it. God's my bond of compensation for my house. He's my seed and great reward. This way, but I know. Oh, honey, I know. But tell me, I'm not going to go into all that. No. We can lose our friendship over this. Yeah, we'll lose our friendship over this because I'm not going to let you pull me over into all that stuff. You know? No. I speak the word only. So the sword that the Spirit wills, you know. And so then I got up that morning, Lord told me what to do. He said, call him and tell him you ain't moving out in 30 days. In fact, you can't even do it in 90 days. I did. I told him, it's not going to happen. And guess what he did? He said, okay, just that simple. It's not going to happen because he wanted to sell the property, so he wanted to get it ready to sell. So I called him and told him it's not going to go that way. Here's how I want it to go. I was going to, you know, I repent, number one. I was going to call you and tell you I want to be out by August or September, and I didn't do it. I should have done it. I said, so here's how I want it to work. I want to stay here until I'm going to buy a house. And no, you cannot be my realtor because he was in real estate. I said, no, you can't be my realtor. And I'm going to buy a house, and I need you to work with me on it. Oh, okay. But now let me tell you the importance of sowing the seed. When I was living in his property, when I moved in there, it had a stove that came in. And those duplexes was built in the 70s. Well, that stove was still there. And the stove went out, one of the eyes, and the oven didn't work right. It was a mess. So the Lord said, sow a seed. Go buy one of the nicest ovens you can find and put it in here. Yeah. I did. I went, bought it, boom, put it in there. And people was telling me, take it out of his rent. I was like, no, I'm going to sow a seed for my house. I remember saying that. But see, we go on and we let go of those things when we're not operating in this. Because see, when you're over here, your heart will keep reminding you, oh, you sowed a seed for the house. I want to do something, but you got to water the seed. And your heart will remind you. And so I sowed the seed. A lot of things happened in the duplex that I could have said, okay, da 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 da. But you know what? I painted, had it painted. You know, just sowing a seed. I gave them money one time, the landlord. I gave them money because the house flooded and they didn't have enough to help. So I said, okay, here's $200 toward that. You know, a seed. I wasn't in strife, you know, suing, going, you know, all that stuff doesn't amount to nothing. You know, and we Christian, and we get out there and we fight more than the world about stuff. Rather than using your faith. You know. And so, but then, see, when I forgot all about that. When it came time for the house, my heart reminded me. Got some seed in the ground. That's not counting the other financial seed I've sown for my house. But just little things like that. Just little things. As simple as putting a nice one, not a one, you know, cheap like the one from the 70s. I didn't go find a used one. I went, got a nice one, you know, arranged now that they have with no eyes, you know, the ones, the flat surface, the very high-end one. Put it in there, nice one. You know, put it in there. Bless the man, place. Paid off when it came time because you know what he told me? Okay, when I told him what the plan was, okay. See, what if I had got in strife with him? What if I had just acted a fool? Excuse my French, you know. I acted a fool with him, you know, and just got in strife. No, I'm living in it. Might as well be a blessing, right? Make it better. I knew they couldn't. So you can't get blood out of turn. Why call and scream and cry and get in strife? No, I said, okay, Lord. Lord said, you do something about it. And see, everything I asked him for in the process for my house, he gave it to me. Because he said, you've been better than a good tenant. You see, don't have any problem. Anything you need, we'll do it for you. Think about it. So, but the Spirit is never absent from the Word. Now, so I'm going to read John 7 from the Mirror Translation. I'm fine. Don't bother anybody, please. I don't need any trouble. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Just let be, live, and let be, you know? Okay, so here in John, now actually, how I discovered this, I was reading our daily reading a while back in Colossians. Let me go over there. And I stumbled up on this. Was it Colossians? I think it was. Taking me a little longer to find it because this is not my Bible. I had it marked in mine. Some of y'all help me that's been here. Was it Colossians that I stumbled upon this or was it Philippians? Maybe it was Colossians 1. Let's see. For those of you that are listening now, I'm looking for a scripture in the Mirror Translation. Just bear with me. Oh, Ephesians 4. Okay, got it. Thank you. Yes, Ephesians 4. See, I just waited. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. Because sometimes you'll get anxious in your head and you'll miss. He just spoke to me and says, in Ephesians 4, I'll just read along that day, verse 23, be renewed in your innermost mind, And so then he said, this will cause you to be completely reprogrammed in the way you think about yourself. He said, knows that Paul does not say renew your mind. This transformation happens in the spirit of your mind, awakened by truth on a much deeper level than a mere intellectual or academic concept. We often thought that we had to get information to drop from the head to the heart, but it is the other way around. Jesus says in John 37, when you believe that I am what the scripture is all about, then you will discover that you are what I'm all about, and rivers of living water will gush out of your innermost being. The spirit of mankind was never contaminated. So, in other words, when you get over into this place, you so operating from who you are in Christ that the word gets from the heart, what's going on in the heart, get to the head. You see, because your head gives you a fit. And we think that we got to get it from the head to the heart. But no, it gets from the heart to the head. Because with the heart, man believes. And so you get from your heart to your head and silence your head. Have you ever been in a place where your head was giving you a fit? But I know for me, but I just keep on saying what the word said. And I keep on saying, and next thing you know, my head got it. Because I'm now, there's no conflict between my heart and my head. But you can still have doubt in your head and faith in your heart. But sometimes that doubt in your head can so dominate. And if it's so dominating, and if that's what you keep gravitating back to, then that telling you that you haven't done this enough. You get back over and you say what the word said. You think about the words. Oh, no, I'm not going to entertain that in my thought life. I'm not going to entertain it in my thought life. That's not my thought. My thought is this. God is my abundant compensation. Oh, no, you ain't going to get a house. You grew up poor. You know, you always want a house. You're going to die want a house. No, God is my abundant compensation. You can't afford a house. No, God is my abundant compensation. I don't have to be able to afford it. You know, God is my abundant. No, you might as well go over there and buy one of them little houses off Marine Creek. They look like they disposed, but you can see the carpet and the aluminum sticking out of them. No, I'm going to buy a nice house because no, God is my compensation for the house. He didn't ask me to pay for it. He asked me to believe for it. Jesse Duplantis, okay? Amen. But then you keep saying it. You keep saying it. And sometimes, you know, it's your head. And then sometimes, you know, it's the devil. And sometimes it's both of them working on you. You know, it's driving you nuts, you know. Like I knew what's in me. What did you say that for? You know you don't have $5, let alone $5,000. But God has it. Amen. God knows how to get it to me. Like Brother Copeland said, he'll come by it honest. He ain't going to steal or take from nobody. You know, so now I could have said, oh my God, I repent. You know, I'm going to just go ahead and get that little Altima Pastor Scott was trying to get me to get. No, I ain't going to go get no Altima. I'm going to get the Lexus. God told me. Because see, you ain't providing it for me. If you don't give me a check, you don't have nothing to say. And then if you give me a check and you think you have the say so, I'm going to give you your check back. Because you're not going to be my source. Oh, no. Mm-mm. God used, you know, all kind of sources and channels, but you're not going to be my source. So if you're sewing with some strings attached, I'm going to give you that check back and all those strings. Because like I'm going to be like Abraham. I don't even want the shoelaces out of your shoes. Nobody going to say they did nothing for me but God. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way when you get to that point, it's like nothing you won't get that you're believing for. But the problem is we don't get to that point. I've been guilty of it. That's why I'm telling you. You depend on man, and then man changed their mind. I found out, you know what? God is not going to change his mind. Oh, yeah, sister, we're going to give you X amount of dollars to do this. And I'm waiting and waiting. So finally, Mary Lou trying to help me out said, go ask him. So I did. I'm going to blame her today. She ain't here. So I did. They was like, oh, well, sister, we were just, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I said, you know, And then I was, so I go, I'm crying because I'm hurt now because I was looking for it. God said, you were looking to them, you weren't looking to me. Amen. And besides that, I would have given it to you way before now had you looked to me. Amen. I would have given it to you way before now. Oh, no, that was your source. Because, you know, remember that people have changed their mind. God will never change his. Faith will always win. This word will always win. Remember that, people. And don't let Jesus' blood be shed in vain.
Amen.
Don't just sit around and just parakeet, as Dr. Leroy Thompson taught us. Just parakeet. Get, you know, this it will happen for you.
Amen.
When that conversation is inspired out of this place that we've been talking about, it ain't nothing to ask that it won't be done for you. It's the truth. So, but let me read John. Did I read it out here? Yes. Oh, no, I read Ephesians. Let me go to John. It says the same thing, but I want to read it from John, and then we'll pray. I may get to the scripture. I have time. Because we go to 10:45, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, I'm doing great. God has redeemed the time. Because I'm taking my time. I know it may not be with intensity this morning, but I really, you know what? I really want us to be blessed.
Amen.
I decided, and remember, I haven't apprehended, but I'm not going to be a broke intercessor. I decided I'm not going to be doing all this praying. I can pray for everybody. I mean, they getting answers left and right. I don't get answers. Something wrong with that picture. I mean, I'm like... And I know there's the fact that there are, you know, there's no, I just believe it. And I'm like, somebody call me and pray. I mean, bang, they get an answer.
Yeah.
And then I'm praying. I'm like, what is going on? But see, you got all this stuff to deal with. But I decided, you know, a friend of mine, minister friend of mine, and she was talking to me and ministering to me when I first went to preach for her the first year. And she said, woman of God. My heart is, I want to see you, because she was sharing with me some financial things, wisdom, and, you know, because she flows over there. And she said, woman of God, intercessors shouldn't be broke. We should be the richest people on the earth. I thought, you know what, that's right. Ever since she said that, I said, God, I'm giving up my right to be broke again. I'll be a broke intercessor. And so, and it's just because it doesn't make sense.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. So, but God want us, see, the thing is, especially in the 21st century, and I'm all about the Word of God. I'm teaching the Word of God to you right now.
Yes.
But there has something hit the body of Christ. Just like years ago, remember, when prayer was attacked because people started attacking prayer because some people was doing something stupid about prayer. But Lynn Hammond, she wouldn't let it go. She stood and wouldn't let go, and God brought prayer back and brought it back powerfully with the word like it should be. And now people are letting faith go because of some message on grace that doesn't line up with this. So people let faith go. Well, they both are necessary. And people let faith go. God said, without faith, you can't even please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so we got, oh, it's already done. Yes, I know it's already done. I am not trying to get something from God. I'm just trying to, what I'm doing, I'm not the sick trying to get healed. I'm the healed protecting my health.
Yeah.
I'm not the poor trying to get rich. I'm the rich trying to protect my prosperity. Mm-hmm. You got to protect it, especially money. Because like Dr. Bill Winston said, because money is the only thing the devil got that's anointed.
Yeah.
And, you know, he put his anointing on, really. But so then you know how some things in your life, that you have to fight more than me. I have to fight poverty. I mean, when I say fight poverty, I'm already redeemed from it.
Right, right.
So I want nobody to go say, oh, see, she already, you already rich. You know, like they say all the time. And I've seen them gone on to heaven. and just as broke as they can be. You know, their ladder was worse off than the farmer when I first met him. Because, but you know, so I had to really resist poverty because I came from a place of abject poverty where I came from. And so I have to really resist it on purpose. Not that probably I should already be resisting them, but you know, some people not as much as others because they probably came from a family where money was down in the family. You know, just like somebody was telling me someone was going to get this truck that their parent gave them money for. And so this person was telling me, he said, the person was saying, ooh, I've been believing. He said, no, you didn't. Your parents gave you that money. You know, your parents wrote a check. You know, it's a difference. You know. But God is wanting us all to come up. Come up to the next level. To take our stuff back. I want my stuff. I'm not about things, but if something belongs to me, I want it. You know, if it belongs to me, I want it. I'm giving you to December.
Amen.
For that BMW, you got to December. You remember at the convention? The guy told Brother Hagin he had until December because he was claiming his car. He said, so I looked over at Regina. Yeah. She was sitting by me at the convention. I said, I'm giving you to December. I'm going to have that BMW you got. And so I'm not believing. I'm not. I love BMWs a knife, but I did that because I know she knew I'm not trying to get a car out of her. But, yeah. And so, but you want what belongs to you, but people. It's not going to fall in your lap.
Amen.
Jesus has already gotten it for us, and we have to appropriate it. We have to enforce it.
Amen.
Take it.
Amen.
You know, all right. We'll connect in December. So, but what I think I'm led to do is we're going to pick up on this next week so I can – I have some stuff on I want to do, but – I want to go to a scripture in my Amplified Bible that I'm going to help me use as a platform to pray about the elections today. Let's turn in our Bible to 2 Thessalonians 2. I'm very cold. I'm so cold, Tara. It's almost a distraction. And I know it's me. I shouldn't let it be that, but I am.
I'm cold.
And I'm healed in my body, and I don't need nothing. I'm protecting my health, so I don't need to get too cold. No, I forgot to put my jacket in the car. Bomber, thank you. I'll put it in this weekend and leave it in there. Uh-huh. So, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But relative to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to meet him, we beg you, brethren, not to allow your minds to be quickly unsettled. Come on now. Because Christians get this way before the world does. Not concerning things in this nation. Not to allow your minds to be quickly unsettled or disturbed or kept excited or alarmed. We're not ones in the world without hope. We're the one to do something about it. We're to put it back on its course. Put the nation back on its course. Do not let the foundation of this nation be shaken by what we just been talking about.
Yes. Yes.
So, do not allow your minds to be quickly unsettled or disturbed or kept excited or alarmed, whether it be by some pretended revelation of the Spirit or by word or by letter alleged to be from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has already arrived and is here. In other words, like Pastor Terry said, Jesus has been coming since he left. You know, it's not that Jesus, see, people like, yes, he's coming back, but you know, he's been coming since he left. Let no one deceive or beguile you in any way, for that day will not come except the apostasy come first, unless the predicted great falling away of those who have professed to be Christians has come. And the man of lawlessness, sin, is revealed, who is the son of doom, who opposes and exalt himself so proudly against all and over all that is called God or that is worshiped, even to his actually taking his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming that he himself is God. Do you not recollect that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining him. So, in other words, Paul said, look, don't get all excited and grin with the media what's going on. I've already taught you this. I told you that these things were coming, but you guess what? We restrained him. So Paul said, look, if we there's a way to restrain the Antichrist, that spirit of lawlessness, there's a way to restrain it. And he said, so, and now you know what is restraining him from being revealed at this time. So if we know what restrained him then, what is restraining him now? It's the church of the living God. He's not going to present himself before his time, because we are going to constrain him. And not only constrain him, we're going to silence his influence on people.
Amen.
Paul said, you know how to restrain him.
Yep.
He says, from being revealed at his appointed time, for the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against, can't you see it at work already? That hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority? Yes, that's what we are to restrain. We are to restrain it, get a restraining order on it. You're not allowed to operate here in the United States. Have you ever had a restraining order before? I got one, and I said it, what I wanted on that restraining order. So we're going to put restraining orders out today in the realm of the spirit. And we're going to restrain the Antichrist spirit that's at work in the world where these midterm elections are concerned. We're going to restrain the spirit of lawlessness that's trying to run gangsay on the United States of America. He says, so the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority, is already at work in the world. But it is restrained only until he who restrained is taken out of the way. In other words, you, the church, have been put here to restrain that thing until you are raptured out of here.
Amen.
That's your job. You are to restrain that lawlessness. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing and his coming. The coming of the lawless one, Antichrist, is through the activity and working of Satan, and will be attended by great power and with all sorts of pretense, miracle signs, and delusive marvels. But the Bible says we are to restrain him. Paul said, if that's what restrained him then, what we got to restrain him now, and he's supposed to be restrained until the church is raptured out.
That's right.
So that's the leverage I want to go today to use to pray about the midterm elections. This is the leverage from the Word of the Living God that I want us to use as a platform to pray over these elections today, that we are going to put out restraining orders against the lawless one, against the working of the Antichrist, against the working of the anti-anointing, so that the real anointed one and his anointing will rise up now and will begin to remove burdens, destroy yokes in the name of Jesus. Zebre caranda yes a coro boro mandelabra on the labranda. Ze celebra cosulama nakarobranda de ekito corona bacasa. Zopra cote leda becket soco toro rabaca lambranda le a romananda. Heprecata leda boco roda boco seca tele beca lola boco soco roda baca la bacada. Zele bede boho ramanana nesha cona nana maca tata leda boco robo dada yes a keliba. Broko robo reshe leke keke horo rabakasiye tere rebeke sese storo raboko soste rabakasesta. Zeke la poko rabakasese stere rebeke aro raboko shoto raboko seste. Bro da rabadada reke teke lele boko seste rebeke a rabadada ba. Zerabranda riese ke helananda randa robo rondo nona moko da rabakada. Father, we lift up these elections before you. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the Kavanaugh hearing today, Father. Oh, Rosh La Bramada. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we release restraining orders in the spirit. We restrain the spirit of lawlessness. You restrain the Antichrist spirit. You shut up. You stop. You eat stop now. Oh, everybody now, Lord. Everybody, Lord. Waking it now. Waking everybody now. All the Christians now. All the Christians now. You might switch in chairs with Stephanie. Zekro breketara rabaka. Zebreketara rabeke sesta baba. Zera broko chakoro raboko. Zeke preko takara rabaka sesta. Zeke bregadoro raboko shekada. Zeke beraboko rabaka sete. Breketara bakasha koro namaka dara bogota. Brekele rabakasha tere rabeke sa. Broko raboko shete. Brekele rabeke arobodoro raboko sheta. Yeah, karo raboko sesta rabeke sesta. Brekoro raboko shete rabeke sa. Arroko toro raboko sa. Arabakasha toro raboko sesta rabeke sa. Corre shara da beke sa sa sara da baka so 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 da boko se 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 da beke ora da boka shara da beke se se ora da boko ora da boko se se da beke se se da baka ora da boko she te da beke se ora da boko she te da beke se se da beke se sta ora boko she te rota ra da baka ora da da beke she ke to ora da boko se se da beke Era da baka sister da beke sister da baka rakatatata orono moso sister da baka sister da baka. Oh Father, yeah, in the name of Jesus, oh Yako Tara Damasha, El Yara Bokeh Rokesha, oh in the Senate, a restraining order in the Senate, a restraining order in the Senate, a restraining order in the House, a restraining order in the Senate, a restraining order in the House, a restraining order in the courts now, or Robo Shekere the Bakasa, or Robo Kosheke, or restrain, you restrain, you're taken out of the way, you're taken out of the way, oh Rekapata. Or Raka Peka Kekeke, or Raka Pekata, a Randa Namakasha, in a Paco Sekera Bosha, or Yarakaya, or Rabekea Soya, or Rabocosa said in a big case, or Rabaranda de Baca said in a big case, or Rabeke said in a big case. Oh, you restrain, oh, you restrain, oh, you restrain, You're bound in the name of Jesus. Oh, shut your mouths up. You shut your mouth now. Oh, silence now. Silence now. Let the tongue cleave to the roof of their mouth. Let their tongue cleave to the roof of their mouth. Oh, Lord God, how you don't cut the arrowable courses in a proper tech arrowable courses in a barricade state a big cave in a barakataya or rabadada rabaka says the little book or robodada rabaka or rakateke and a baka says then out of brandere bora brabadara katakera loba courses in a bakada. Oh, Rananan and Mesha Keramaka Sasa Sarabora. Oh, the banda neighbor, boba, baba, boba, raba, bada, robo, kosa, stere, baka, arana, nana, mana, namakata, rada, baka, sadama, arana, makata, mana, 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 makota, rabakasa, oh, rabadara, rabaka, says the rabaka, say, robo, kosa, rabaka, on the rabakasa, and then a man and a makasa, kota, rabeke, rabadora, robo, kosa, erabaka, rebako, say, erabaka, bakara, robo, kosa, stere, baka, stere, robo, kosa. A robo 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 boko raba baba 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 robo boko robo boko boro boko da. Oh raba baba boro robo boba robo robo boko toro robo kose stere beke de. Ah na na ma ko teraba. Ah na 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 Hele le be ke he oro la baka yo bo 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 se se le be hele la baka ya hele la bako ya hele la baka sa la la baka se se le bo ko la la ba oro la baka ya la la bo ke se ara la baka ya hele le be ke oro la bo ko se se ya hele le be ke oro la bo ya le la bo ke se ya oro la bo ko oro la baka ya la la baka la la baka la la baka se se. Eh, let a back a little book say, Lord. Oh, let a back a say, Bora, 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 Hele baroma na 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 ma na 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 no na na na. Hele baroma na 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 mo na 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 na. Hele baro robo kora baranda. Hele baro keshele lebe. Hele baba baro robo kora raba kase stele lebe. Ora raba kara raba kasa ya raba baka. Ora raba keshele lebe ke. Ora bara 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 bara. Mama mana robo kose da. Ada bara robo kose stele lebe ke stele. Ora raba kase stele lebe ke stele. Ena bara bora 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 bara 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 bora 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 bora. Ena bara 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 bora 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 bara bara bara. Ena bara 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 bora 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 bora. Ena bara 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 bara. Ela roro boko rebe, be, ela bere 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 boro robo kosa, ora 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 in the court sa ha, ora in the court sa, esha bere ba, hamono no mo nenga na, ega na na nenga na 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 na, henga na 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 na, henga na 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 ma na 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 na. Enga na 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 na, hanga na 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 na, oga na no na ho na 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 na, enga na 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 na, enga no 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 no, ono na 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 na, eo no 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 no, hama na 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 ma na, hama na na ma sing, honga na na mo hong, hong na mo na mo hong, hong na mo na mo hong, hong na mo na mo hong. Hound them on a mo hound, 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 hound them on a hound, hound them on a hound, 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 hound them on a hound, hang them on a hound, hang them on a hound, hound them on a hound, 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 hound Moving, 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 moving among the people. Moving, moving, moving now. Ho, 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 ha, 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 ha. Eddie, Betty, 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 Bottle, 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 Betty, Betty, Bottle, 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 hey, 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 hey. Ho, na, 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 na. Ho, 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 hey, hey, hey. Oh, moving now, multitudes, multitudes now in the valley of decision. For I'm moving with precision in the valley of decision. I'm moving with precision among those are indecision. I'm moving with precision. Oh, reba dan delema nanga lama hoka lama leka da. Oh, laka doka loka loka laka loka laka de da ba. Yes, are restraining now. Yes, thank you for restraining him. Thank you for restraining him. Now I can work. I work by your lakasha. I work at your command. Harakataya, harakataya, harakataya. Bora 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 bora. Hora bora 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 bora. Hora bora 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 bora. Hey, Jesus, oh, Son of God, oh, thank you, Lord, oh, thank you, ha. Yeah, the enemy of right shall not govern. The enemy of right shall not govern. We put a restraining order out on the enemy of right. Oh, and I call those to the right now, huh? I called you to the right now, huh? You enemy of right, you've been restrained now. Oh, you move out of the way so those that want the right now can go to the right now. Oh, to the right, to the right. To the right now, Lord. To the right now. Oh, my Lord. To the right. Who's on the Lord's side? Oh, let him no longer hide. But to the right now. Oh, to the right. Mado do da bo. Eda bede be. Mado shoda bede kebe. Mado selo bodo do ba randa. Oh, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Master, precious Savior. Oh, hear my humble cry. Oh, Rakatara Mara Bora Bakarande. Oh, Lord, Lord, Labrace Lia Kelo Bora Kakole. Lekle Bora Kare Nenananda. Oh, Roko Rene Nene Mano Nona Nene Mano Nona. Oh, La Kalele Bokora Nana. Oh, Lord God. Ebo Loko Shake it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take. Oh Lord, Shaka Marakaya. Oh Lord, Kelapoko Rana Nana. Oh Rabata Nene Nana. Angrasta. Restore, restore now. Restore the judges as the first now. Restore the years, Lord God. And restore the judges as the first now. Oh Rabata Bede 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 Boda Boda Boat. Yeah, yeah. Oh Rabata Bada Bede 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 Bada. Oh Ramana Mana Mana Mede Boda Bada Bada Bada. Oh, Jesus. Oh, awakening, awakening, awakening. Oh, awakening, 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 awakening. Oh, Ramanana, mana, 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 mana. Oh, Rana Nerebeke, Arabaka, Saya, ya, ya, ya. Oh, Larabako, Rabako, Sister Eka. Yeah, na, 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 no, na, na. Oh, yeah, 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 na, ha, ha, ho, ha, ha. Eh, oh, ho, ya, ha, ya, ha, ya, more about it, Nerebeke. Eh, hey, hey, ha, ha. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, Lord God, let the priest. Let the minister of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, have pity and spare your people, O Lord, and give not your heritage to reproach, that the heathen nation should rule over them or use a byword against them. Why should they say among the people, where's their God? Oh, they won't say, where is our God? We say, this God is our God in the name of Jesus. Then was the Lord jealous for his land and had pity on his people. Yes, the Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I'm sending you grain and juice of the grape and oil, and you shall be satisfied with them. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen nations, but I will remove far from you the northern destroyer, the army, and will drive it into a land barren and desolate with its front toward the eastern sea. Oh, and its stench up shall come up, that of a decaying mass of locusts and a cast. And I will restore Rashela Bakata, the bulk of the army, and the final day of the Lord. And fear not, O land, fear not, America. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Be not afraid, O you wild beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness have sprung up and are green. The tree bears its fruit, and the fig tree and the vine. Yeah, the Israel and the church yield their full strength now. Israel, this nation and the church, yield full strength now. Strength of the Lord now. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Because of the Lord, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord, your God. For he gives you the former rain in the just measure, an early rain in just measure, and the righteousness, and he calls to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. And the threshing floor shall be full of grain, and the vat shall overflow with juice of the grape and oil. And I will restore, oh, for you the years. I will restore, I will replace, oh, Lord, for you the years. Oh, Lord, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Your people shall never be put to shame. Oh, you are a in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We praise and give you glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for utterance today, Lord. Thank you for working on our behalf. Thank you, Father. We give you glory and honor, for this God is our God. The God, oh Lord, the God of gods. This God is our God. We worship you for America. We thank you, Father, for the body of Christ. Thank you for Israel. We worship you for keeping us, Lord. We worship you, Father, for restoring to us. We praise and give you glory and honor, for your good and your mercy endures forever. We thank you today, Lord, that you've heard us. And Lord, we thank you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we'll pick up next time. But before we dismiss, wasn't that easy praying? You want to know why? Putting the word in. Putting the word in. So when you get low, just put some more word in. It makes it easy for you. And even when it's not easy, it won't be because of no word or low word. It may be opposition, but you'll know the difference. You'll know the difference. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. See you next week.